Welcome to our latest podcast, Discovering Cockersand Abbey at Thurnham near to Lancaster. There are two car parking areas at Cockersand, one by the Holdy Park and the other next to what was Cockersand Lighthouse. From there, it's a short stroll to the Abbey along the coastal path and finally across a field which, a word of caution, generally has cows grazing. If you are parked by the old Cockersand Lighthouse, pause to examine the heritage plaque on the wall of Lighthouse Cottage, which commemorates Janet Raby between 1910 and 1945 and Beatrice Parkinson between 1946 and 1963, the last women lighthouse keepers in the United Kingdom for both Cockersand and Plover Scar lighthouses. Plover Scar is clearly visible in Morecambe Bay from the car park. Cockersand Abbey originated between 1180 and 1184, or perhaps even a little earlier, when Hugh Garth, a hermit, established a hospital for the sick and a sanctuary for lepers on one of the many low clay hills that lie between Morecambe Bay and the higher ground of the present-day Thurnham and Cockerham. The lower areas were marshland until drained in the 18th century for pastures. The seclusion of the site made it suitable for a leper colony, but it soon attracted the attention of the Premonstratensian order of monks. Founded in 1120 at Premont in France by St Norbert, this order, called the White Canons after their robes, favoured a life of austerity in remote places. St Mary in the Marsh at Cockersand suited them for an abbey, as did Shap, where they ran another of their 31 English abbeys. They also had a monastic house at Hornby. By 1189 or 1190, Garth's hospital had been taken over by the order as a priory, and by 1192 it was officially an abbey, though perhaps not operational on site until 1204 or 5. Today, the only surviving building from the abbey is the chapter house. Internally, this building, where the monks held meetings, is octagonal, about 30 feet or 9.1 metres across, and with walls about 2.5 feet thick or 0.75 metres. It dates from around 1230 and is in the early English architectural style. The external red stonework is the local Permian sandstone. A central post with a fluorinated capital supports the vaulted roof, once lead covered and then slated in 1859. However, the chapter house was only one part, and not the most important, of the abbey complex, which investigations in the 1880s, 1920s and recently have shown to have been more extensive. Roper drew a sketch in 1886 from his knowledge of the usual layout of abbeys of the period, which can be viewed in the downloadable version of this guide on Lancaster Civic Vision's webpage. This was based on low lines of stone at or just below ground level, the gaps between them being joined up as walls. The church had a long nave with north and south transepts. A cloister was surrounded by the refectory and storage rooms. The building of the whole abbey complex probably stretched from the early 1200s into the 14th century, as their finances permitted. By the 1920s, excavations had filled in more details. The choir was shown to have been longer. A lady chapel had been found, an infirmary and orchard had been located beyond the main buildings. A cemetery for the canons was conjectured between the chapter house. Further studies in 2009 by English Heritage provided even more details on the inner and outer court areas, the tracks across the marshes and gateways into the abbey. The scale of this complex for an order devoted to an austere life demonstrates their need for an income to build, maintain and staff the abbey and its surrounding demesne of 346 acres, or around 140 hectares. At its peak, the abbey had income from rents on 35,000 acres, 14,170 hectares, in Lancashire, Cumbria and other counties. They also controlled a church in Garstang and one in Mitton, Yorkshire. However, the poor agricultural quality of much of their lands kept rental income low. The abbey came to an end as part of the dissolution of monasteries in the 1530s. originally due to close in 1535-6. It was reprieved in 1537, but finally closed in 1539. The 22 canons and 57 staff had to leave. The buildings were demolished, lead roofing salvaged and ready-cut building stone carted off to nearby farmhouses and farm buildings, where some of it can still be found. The site was sold to John Kitchen of Hatfield Hearts, whose daughter married into the Dalton family, who bought Thurnham Hall in 1556. The chapter house was reported to be in ruinous state in 1725. The Dalton family restored the chapter house around this time and used it as a family mausoleum from 1749, or perhaps earlier, until 1861. This is why the central pillar of the chapter house is so short. The floor was raised 4 feet 6 inches, 1.4 metres, to accommodate the coffins. Today the site is a scheduled monument, and the chapter house is Grade 1 listed building. The chapter house is sometimes open to the public. Many of the finds from the various excavations are kept in Lancaster City Museum. Other guides of interest in this series are 5 Gillow of Lancaster and 90 Thurnham Church and Gillow Mausoleum. We hope that you've enjoyed this latest episode of our podcast and that you'll wish to listen to some of our others about the history and heritage of the Lancaster and Morecambe district. These are all based on the over 120 walks and guides to the area written by Gordon Clark and published by Lancaster Civic Vision on their webpage at www.lancastercivicsociety.uk, where they can be read, downloaded and printed free of charge by clicking the tab Guides, Leaflets and Walks to the Lancaster and Morecambe District.